You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. HudsonValley360.com reports that Camp Hill Village in Copaic will host a political candidate meet-and-greet event at 3 p.m. October 28th. Expected to attend, David Bartlett, Republican candidate for Columbia County Sheriff, Andrew Fisher, Republican candidate for Copaic Town Board, Jeffrey Judd, Democratic candidate for Copaic Town Justice, Jeanette Mettler and Richard Wolf, Democratic candidates for Copaic Town Board, and Terry Sullivan, Republican candidate for Copaic Town Board. Camp Hill is a life-sharing community of volunteers and adults with developmental differences. The meeting will be in the Weavery in the Village Craft Studio buildings at 84 Camp Hill Road in Copaic. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. On October 25th, Representative John Faso voted for H.R. 732, the Stop Settlement Slush Funds Act of 2017. The bill would prohibit federal agencies from entering into or enforcing any settlement agreements that involve payments other than to the federal government, direct restitution to victims, or to remedy harms directly and proximately caused by the defendant. Vanita Gupta, the president and CEO at civilrights.org, said the bill, quote, was motivated largely by two settlements between the Department of Justice and a few of the nation's largest banks, stemming from conduct that led to the 2008 financial crisis. Settlements that included contributions to HUD-approved housing, counseling agencies, and legal aid organizations, end quote. Gupta is unclear about why the bill is needed and wrote, quote, it appears to us that the sponsors of H.R. 732 are more troubled with who the banks chose to support than with any broader legal or policy principle, end quote. Representative Bob Goodlatte, Republican from Virginia, claims President Barack Obama's Justice Department prevented settlement payouts from going to conservative-leaning organizations. Zachary Warm brought reports for Politico that the Senate voted late October 24th to end a rule that allowed Americans to file class action suits against banks instead of being forced in many cases into private arbitration. New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand voted against the measure, which tied 50-50 with Vice President Mike Pence casting the deciding vote. On July 25th, Representative John Faso voted in favor of the measure. The bill weakens the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. President Trump is expected to sign the bill. Read the full story in Politico. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Albany Times-Union Republican Assemblyman Stephen McLaughlin and Democrat Andrea Smith appeared at another candidate forum October 17th in Brunswick before the November 7th election for Rensselaer County Executive. McLaughlin, currently an assembly person representing Rensselaer and parts of Columbia County, cited his, quote, calling attention to PFOA contamination of water in Hoosick Falls, opposing the SAFE Act, and promising to promote economic development across the county, end quote, as reasons to vote for him. Smith, the executive director of the New York State Coalition for Children's Behavioral Health for 18 years, quote, pledged to protect water supplies, develop skilled job opportunities, encourage economic development, and improve infrastructure, end quote. The forum was sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Rensselaer County, and Green Party candidate Wayne Foy was invited but did not attend. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.